This is JIS News. Coming up, sections of Riverton blaze extinguished, cabinet to decide on possible rescheduling of GSAT, and persons affected by smoke urged to visit health centers for treatment. The details after the break.
Cover mouth and nose with a clean damp rag to protect from inhalation of smoke and other particles. Windows and doors should be kept closed to reduce exposure to smoke, dust, and other emissions.
Now the news. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is reporting that the fire at the Riverton City Disposal site remains contained and sections of the blaze have been extinguished. Acting Director Information and Training, Cheryl Nichols, says it is not likely that the fire will spread to other areas.
In terms of the tractors and the trucks that are taking the load, those are in operation. They commenced earlier this morning and they are continuing with their application of cover onto the area being burnt. That's expected to continue.
Ms. Nichols advises that pockets of smoke are expected as the cover material is applied. Additionally, the direction of the smoke may change periodically based on wind directions. Persons are therefore being encouraged to take the necessary precautions to avoid smoke inhalation. ODPEM is advising that the facility remains open to regular operations as the section of the site that collects daily waste remains functional. And about 30 more acres of land at the Riverton disposal site is expected to be covered by the end of today, with material being transported to help fight the fire. On a tour of the site this morning, Executive Director Jennifer Edwards said both water and dirt is being used to smother the fire. She says the material is being purchased from a nearby quarry. In an interview with JIS News at the disposal site Monday morning, Mrs. Edwards explained that the exercise is being hampered by wind direction, which affects visibility. She says the team will be working throughout the night to cover more areas of the disposal site. Approximately 40 acres have already been covered. The Riverton disposal site occupies about 120 acres of land. And Regional Operations Manager NSWMA Efert Daly is reporting that the fire at the retirement disposal site in Montego Bay has been completely extinguished. He says the fire occurred at a section about the size of a lawn tennis court at the back of the site, and with the assistance of the St. James Fire Department and heavy-duty equipment, the blaze was extinguished and normal operations have been restored. The nation will be advised later this afternoon of Cabinet's decision regarding the sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, scheduled for Thursday and Friday this week. Members of the Cabinet met Monday morning to discuss the issue in light of the closure of several schools in the corporate area as a result of heavy smoke being emitted from the Riverton City Disposal site. A post-Cabinet press briefing is scheduled for 3 this afternoon at Jamaica House. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Elaine Foster-Allen, says the closure of some schools is to facilitate cleanup and determine their readiness for resumption, particularly those located in the vicinity of the disposal site. Mrs. Foster-Allen notes that over 11,500 students scheduled to sit the exams in Kingston, St. Andrew and St. Catherine are likely to be affected. The Ministry of Education will continue to advise the public regarding the reopening of schools. And the Ministry of Health is urging persons seriously affected by the smog emanating from the fire at the Riverton disposal site to seek medical attention. This to ensure that their symptoms are relieved more speedily through medical exam and relevant medication. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock Ducasse says the ministry has provided additional equipment at health centers and major hospitals to treat affected persons.
We want especially for our children, the elderly, pregnant mothers and other groups that are affected, those with their chronic respiratory conditions, to ensure that they seek attention. The hospitals and the health centers remain open, as well as persons can also seek assistance in the private sector.
Dr. Ducasse was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. She recommends that persons with pre-existing respiratory conditions, such as asthma, avoid the areas most affected by smoke as much as possible or remain indoors. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.